Just leave them laid out like that. That's absolutely fine. And can you bring those ones down here? Because that would be really helpful to have them here. Right, okay. So, does this all make sense so far? Hello? Yeah, okay. This all makes sense so far, doesn't it? We've got the right sign in the right place, and we understand why it is. So we've got direction signs here, and we've got, what were these? Warning signs here. And we've got suggestions, requests here, I don't know. And we've got Bible signs here, and there's some... Where's the other one gone? Yeah, no, but anyway, never mind. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so it all makes sense, does it, when the sign is in the right place and you understand what the sign is for, doesn't it? Okay, what would happen if I moved this sign here, the keep off the grass sign, into... this place here, the direction towards Nottingham sign, and put this one over here. I wouldn't be directions anymore. Would that be a problem? Would that mess things up a bit? And what about the keep off the grass? How would you know? Is that not a direction? Well, it is now, because like the grass is just behind the sign, so you know not to go in that direction. Doesn't that work? Oh, okay. Right, so what if I put the stop sign where the take your shoes off sign is, and then I put the take your shoes sign off into this kind of Bible place here, and then I put this with the list of danger things and directions, be still and know that I'm God. What's that going to do? How does that help?
Be still and know that I'm God is not a danger.
Is it not? Okay. All right, and what about, what have I put, where did I put, take your shoes off? Well, that fits, doesn't it? Yeah, it does fit. It is in the Bible. Exodus chapter 1, 2 or 3, somewhere there. Exodus chapter 1, I think it is, isn't it? Or is it chapter 2? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, okay. What did God say to Moses when Moses came near to the burning bush? Take your shoes off. There you go. So it fits. Oh, okay, it doesn't say the Bible verse on the bit of paper. So if I got a pen and wrote that on there, would that help?
No.
Okay, right.
It's not printed.
And what did we put on here? The stop sign is now in the list of requests or suggestions. Would that be?
No.
What's the problem with that?
Cars could crash.
It does work. How does it work? A suggestion that you should stop. And if you ignore it when you should have stopped and you just go plowing straight on, that's not ever going to cause a problem. What does anybody else think? What do you think? Is that going to be all right? Not, probably not often, is it? Okay. So when we muddle up the signs, what have we done there? How has that helped us or not? No, it's messed with our heads a bit, really, hasn't it? So, like, if I put the no beard sign into the instructions, you absolutely must do it, that's not going to help Keith Pawley, is it? So, okay, when we get the signs wrong, when we choose to ignore them, or we choose to mess with them, or think actually that instruction or that direction or that thing doesn't apply to us, then we get ourselves in a lot of trouble, don't we? What are you doing that for? Okay. So, in the Bible, in Genesis 33 that we were looking at a couple of weeks ago, then I was talking to everybody here while you're at J-Team about Jacob and Esau, and Jacob decided he wanted the best from his dad before his dad's life ended, and so he tricked his dad into giving him everything, and his older brother should have got the stuff, and Esau wasn't very happy with Jacob. Jacob ran away and hid, and he thought everything would be all right now. And then one day he saw, a bit later on in the story, one day Jacob saw Esau coming towards him with a group of 400 men around him. What do you think Jacob was thinking at that point? So he's run away because he's got in huge trouble. He sees somebody coming with 400 other people towards him. What do you think was going through his mind at that point? They're going to fight me. Yeah, he thought exactly that. So he tried to hide again. And actually when Esau caught up with him, what Esau did was came running up to him and threw his arms around him because he was pleased to see his brother again. Now, that's not the thing that Jacob thought was going to happen. The sign that he saw was potentially his angry brother coming towards him with this huge army of people, and he was in big trouble. But that's not what happened. What happened was Esau wanted to forgive Jacob for the mistakes that he had made. You know, if we ignore the signs that God gives us in our lives, the signs of hope or directions or suggestions that he makes for us or whatever, we can get into lots of trouble, can't we? We can cause our lives to be harder than God actually intended them for them to be in the first place. When we come then back to God, when we pray or we do something, what does God do with us? Is God like Jacob thought Esau was with that army coming to fight and get him in more trouble? Or is God, does God do something else? What does God do when we come to him and say, got that a little bit wrong, didn't I? What does God do for us? Anybody can answer. This is all age after all. He forgives us. He does, doesn't he? That's the important thing, isn't it, here, that we need to get a hold of. God gives us directions and instructions and suggestions to give us the best in his in our lives that he can offer to us. We get all of that in the Bible, don't we? And when we ignore that, stand up so you can all see me. When we ignore that, it's not great. And it's not what God wants. And we miss out on God's blessings, perhaps. Or we get, like, really, messes with our lives completely. But, you know, that's never the end. At that point, it's a bit like the dry ground all around, isn't it? That we think, oh, everything's finished. Everything's rubbish. Everything's over. But there's always a way back with God, isn't there? There's always a chance for a new start, a new beginning. And you know, we demonstrate that in our lives as Christians. When we're baptized, we're demonstrating that new beginning with God in our lives, that commitment to God to serve him throughout all of our lives. We've been talking at Sparks a bit about baptism just lately, and we're working towards having a baptismal service in the autumn. And if anybody else wants to talk about that with me, then let me know, because it'll be really good to have more people involved in that. But listen, what I want us to think about is our own lives for a minute, how this fits in for us. And on the tables at the sides, I've printed out some blank signs, okay? And I want us to use those for ourselves. Now, there are pens there as well. And on that blank sign, maybe write a prayer to God to say, please, like, it might be about something about a direction that you want in your life. Please help me to work out what I'm supposed to be doing with my job or school or whatever. Or ask God to help you with something in a relationship with somebody else. You might want to write down there, God, I'm sorry about this thing. I'm pleased, will you forgive me and help me to make friends with that person or whatever else it is. Make your own sign, something that you can keep a hold of and be reminded of, that actually God is right there in the midst of your life with this, whatever this thing is that you're seeking God's help with. Okay, does that make sense? Yeah? Just about? Yeah? Okay. So if you want to go to one of the tables at the sides, the blank signs are all the same, so you can go to whichever one you want to. Just write on that, or get somebody to help you, write down something that you want to take that away and keep looking at it and be reminded that God is your hope, or God is helping you in a particular situation, or will direct your life in a particular direction.